mit der Indien von Vayetze Yaakov mit Beersheba Vayele Chorona. So it's a double Lashon, which Chazal Oymed, what's the reason why it says that? So say Vayele Yaakov Chorona. What's Vayetze Yaakov mit Beersheba? The Stipel has a fascinating pshat. He wants to say that since we learned at the end of Parshas told us that Rivka never told Yitzchok Avinu that Esav is misnachim laharagoy. She just told him, katzti b'chayai. Right? She told him, I don't want a shidduch over here. So Yitzchok sent him to get a shidduch. Rivka, on the other hand, by her, wasn't brenning the shidduch. The shidduch wasn't the chilek. Rivka wanted to get him out of here. She, for him, it was Ari, for Rivka, it was an Ari Miklot. Get out of here. So he says that Yaakov Avinu actually had two mitzvahs. The Stipel wants to say Yaakov Avinu had a mitzvah from Vayetze Yaakov, Mekayim Kibudim, and a separate mitzvah, Vayele Charona, Mekayim Kibudav. That's what he says. But that's more like a lomdisha gather to the two aspects. But Rashi brings down a different Yalfuse. And Rashi says, Lo yoyotzorich lichtoy velo vayelich Yaakov Chorono. Didn't have to say vayetze. Velomo hiske yitziyose. Elomagid she yitziyas tzadik min amokam oiseroish. She bizman she tzadik beir uzivo uadoro yotzo mishom pono zivo pono ador. So Rashi says the Torah is coming to teach us something miyuchid, that when a tzaddik leaves a city, it makes a roshim. When a tzaddik is in a city, that's the beauty of the city. When a tzaddik leaves the city, pono ziv pono ador. So all the achronim ask on Rashi, on the Chazal, this is not the first time a tzaddik left the city. Right? Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, we've already had. So why does the Torah wait till here to teach us this yesoid? That when a yeshiva tzaddik beir is a yisur rosh. It's really a bomba kasha. It says tirutzim. But the tirutzim really are harder than the harder to understand. The kasha is very easy to understand. Clearly the Torah is trying to tell us something unique. Something miyuchat. Some want to say, bedachkus could be over here. Oiseroishim, there has to be somebody to recognize that the tzaddik left the city. The other tzaddikim that left, they didn't leave anybody like them. They didn't leave any like-minded people should be able to feel it. Here, Yaakov Avinu, he left Yitzchok, he left Rivka. He left like-minded people that could feel. But the pashtus, I would learn the Chazal almost the opposite. The Chazal are telling us it's a roishim on a mokum. You don't have to be a sophisticated Gon Olam, to know. The tzaddik leaves the city, it makes a roshim. It's impacting on everybody. Not dafka, on the Yechidei Ador could feel it. Everybody feels it. So then if that's the case, why is it coming? What does it teach us over here? Miyuchid. Yaakov Avinu goes back to Beiskel. One of the biggest pleas is that Yaakov Avinu goes back to Beiskel. He goes back exclusively because he has charota. How could I pass Beiskel? And I didn't stop. How is it possible that I did such a thing? Efshavarti al mokam kodesh zeh. I have to go. So he goes back. When I get shlof, favos keis to shlof. Why are you going to sleep? Okay, he was very tired, especially if for 14 years he never really had a bed, he didn't sleep, or he didn't lie down, could be he slept sitting. Chaim Knievsky holds that when you sleep sitting, you're not really called sleeping. L'gabi Ruach Ro, L'gabi Rosh Hashanah, Haiman de Domech per Rosh Hashanah, Domech Shaita. So Chaim holds that if somebody rests in a chair, it's not like that. I get to Shaita all the time on the plane. People ask me if they have something under the seat. If it's a Ruach Rosh Hashanah. So it could be, Mistam, it doesn't mean the Yaakov Avinu that in all the years, the 14 years that he was over there, he didn't sleep. It will be a theory with Chazal that it's not shaykh for somebody to live like that. Say it was Benes, Dover Rochek. But he didn't. There was no Vayishkav. So mainly he was long overdue to have my bissel a nap. But Yaakov Avinu wakes up.
What?
You came special. Came back here. Why'd you come back here? You came back here because you said, how could I have gone by Baskel and not stopped? So you come back, you make the special event. Imagine you find a guy, first time in Eretz Yisrael. Comes to the Kaisel. He comes up to the Kaisel, forgets the ice cream, and he falls asleep over there by Kaisel. You wake the guy up, the guy says, I can't believe it, how that falls. If I would have known this was the if you would have known. You came all the way from, you traveled 6,000 miles to come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Yaakov Avinu came special. And the Eibishter made Nisim for him, Koftei Levaoretz. So what's going on here? What's Tutsachto? Rafi Sigre. There's a fascinating Nekuda at the end of the parasha, which many of the Gedolei Achrona make, the Chassidische, the Abtarov, and the Yekeshe, Reb Shamshon Vol Hirsch, and everybody in the middle. It's interesting that these psukim at the end of the parasha we say every time we go on a trip. Right? We say these psukim. What's the diik the Abtarov made? And Reb Shamshon Vol Hirsch, they obviously say different terutzim. But the diik that they both make is the same. The parasha begins with Malachim, and it ends with Malachim. But there's a very big difference. I don't know if the Olam noticed it, but it's a very big difference. The Gedolei Olam learn a pasuk in Chumash. They notice things you don't notice. So the Gedolei Olam noticed that at the beginning of the parasha, the emphasis is on the Mokim. Right? If somebody met Rav Eliashiv, right? They don't say Rav Eliashiv met me. Right? You met Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv, and you met him. Right? The focus is Rav Eliashiv. The Chidah has a beautiful word, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that somebody who learns Torah Lishma, he's a Nikra Reya, he's called a friend, he's Ohov, Oivus HaMokam. It's an interesting lashon the Mishnah uses. Nikra Reya. He's called a friend. Just say he's a Reya. Who Reya? Nikra almost sounds cheap. He's called a friend. He's not really a friend. It's Reya. He is a friend. Who Reya? So the Chidosach Takaval Takavot. He says the bigger a person is, the more of an Adam Gadol a person is, the more people say, I have a close shaychus to him. Right? You know how many people say I have a close shaychus to him? A lot of times, Balabatim, the way they talk, tell me the way Shaykhs they have to Reb Chaim, it sounds like Mamish, they had coffee together. Reb Chaim was there all the time because Shmuz was there. Sometimes I ask them, what did you Shmuz about? I don't know what time. Shmuz and Reb Chaim is not Poshet. So the bigger the person, the more people have Shaykhs to them. Right? Now, do they really have Shaykhs? It's good that they even feel like they want to have Shaykhs. That's good. I'm very proud of my Balabatim when they say they're close to Reb Chaim. Even if they're a little bit fantasizing. It's a good fantasy. Right? Halavai you call fantasies Ko'ela. It's a good fantasy. I'm very close to Reb Chaim. Me and Reb Chaim will mamish like this. Gevaldik. That should be your dream. It's Gevaldik. Yeah. What's Gadlus Zok the Chidor? The Gadlus is, imagine you're sitting by Rav Eliashiv. And Rav Eliashiv says, that guy, he's a Yidid miner. As Rav Eliashiv Barimtzach, that guy, I'm close with him. That's, says the Chidor, somebody learns Torah Lishmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on him, Nikra Reya, Tos is mine Reya. That's a higher Madrega. Then somebody says, he's a Reya with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's a higher Madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in you. He says, this guy, Tos HaMensh, Tos HaMayim Mekurav. That's the Nikra Reya, the pride. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pride in the relation. Nikra Reya. So you meet Rav Eliashiv, you met Rav Eliashiv, you don't say Rav Eliashiv met me. The end of the parasha, Meretach Tezol Bezach, V'yakoyv holach l'darkoy, listen closely, V'ayivku boy, Malach Elokim. The beginning of the parasha, it's V'ayivka b'mokoyim. Yaakov met the mokoyim. The Mokoyim, where there was a Sulam, where there was Malach Elikim Oilim, the Yodim. Yaakov met that place. That's the place. He met that place. He's not the focus. The focus is the Mokoyim. At the end of the parasha, Vayivku boy, the Shon and Ander Shtikl Tere. What changed? What changed from the beginning to the end? What transformed? So Rabbi says, a moridik alekach. It's a moridik alekach for B'nai Torah. And always, and especially when you go into whatever they call an off Shabbos or an off, any off period, any time you step out of yeshiva, really. It's a moridik alekach. The emes is that I was always medayik by the Chinuch Beis Hamikdash. We find that the Nesim or Mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, they invoked the Ovos HaKdoshim. They invoked the Ovos HaKdoshim. So, Parechot, Ayilechot, Kevesechot. This is a remes for the Ovos HaKdoshim. And Chazal tell us, Parechot is Kineged Avram Avinu. Avram, the par that he gave to the Malachim, his Achnosus Ochim, the Laboko Rotz Avrom. Ayilechod is Keneged Eloi Shel Yitzchok. The Ayil of Yitzchok. The Akedas Yitzchok. Big things. This is big stuff. The power is Mamish Avrom Avinu's Mesiris Nefesh. The Ish HaChesed, the Omud HaChesed, the biggest Mesiris Nefesh he ever did. It makes sense. We're being Machanach the Beis Hamikdash. We're bringing in the Ovos HaKdoshim. We bring in the highest point of the Ovos. The power of Avram Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu. The aisle of the Akedas Yitzchok. Can't get higher. What's the Kivas? For Yaakov Avinu, L'chor, we should bring a Sefer Torah. Yaakov Ishtom Yeshiva Holam. Bring a Shas. Bring a Rambam. Yaakov Avinu. We bring a Kivas. What's the Kivas? Say Chazal al Shem Aksovim Hifrid Yaakov. We're going now to Yaakov's business with his shver, with Lavan. The Mises with the sheep and the this, and they separate his cattle, Lavan's cattle, Mises. Bring Mechanach the Beis Hamikdash. We have Yaakov Avinu, the Omer HaTorah. The Omer HaTorah. So that's what you bring. You bring up the Keves with his father-in-law's business. It's a Pella Nifle. Mamish a Pella Nifle. It's Marafi Sigr. It's Marafi Sigr. What's the talk of the Pshatov? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, Pshatov is very simple. It's very simple. The simple thing is, Chaim Valojin used to say, we say in Agoda, Tseyu Lamad. He said, Tseyu Lamad is the proba of how much a person grew. How much a person steigt. Whatever you see a person in the Beis Medrash, he's in the Beis Medrash. He's in the Beis Medrash. Avadis, Kevaldik, when you step out of the Beis Medrash, what do we see? The Tzeyu Lamad. When the guy goes out, that's what we see. We could see what he really learned. What is he? How is it reflective in his anhoge? How does he act? How does he? What messages does he send out? That's the problem of a person. That's really the problem. And as long as you don't see that, Chazal say nevelu toivei men. If you don't have that, you have nothing. You have nothing. And not only that, the more of that you have, that's who you are. That's who you are. Yaakov Avinu was now going into Golus. The first one of the Ovis to officially go into Golus is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Mesamel, the Indian from Golus. First one. Okay. From when the Eretz Yisrael was dedicated, Har Moriah, Avram didn't leave. Yitzchak was an Oyel Tamima. He wasn't Roy to leave. And Yaakov was the only one of the Ovis that was sent into Golus. He was a Goyler. It's a tremendous Yerida. Person leaves Eretz Yisrael, leaves the Kodesh, the Kodesh, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and he goes to Lavan Arami. Mamish, it's a tremendous Yerida. So Yaakov Avinu left. Amishayer, and this I'm telling you without any rias. I'm saying this as a Libi Oimerli. Amishayer, that's probably pshat in why he didn't stop by the Mokom HaMikdash. He didn't stop by the Mokom HaMikdash. It was too much tsar for him to stop and to have to leave. To have to leave the Mokom HaMikdash. So to go stop there and then leave. It was too much tsar. But Yaakov Avinu forgot. It's possible what he forgot. He's a varti. He passed by. And then he was mischaret. And he said, no, I have to go. I have to go back. And Vayivka Bamokim and Chazal tell us he saw the Beis HaMikdash b'churbono. Taka. Because the Beis HaMikdash, when it's b'binyono, it's a mountain. And when it's b'churbono, it's flat. It's not a mountain. He saw the b'chinas mokim. Not only that, we have a minig Ashkenaz, the Maril, and many of the G'dayli Rishonim bring down on Tisha B'Av to sleep with a stone. The first mokim is Yaakov Avinu. Vayikach mei avnei ha-mokim. Yaakov Avinu saw the churban. Vayikach mei avnei ha-mokim. Vayosem mei rash oisof. This is from the first makaris. This is the first makar to this minig. What happened was, it was kofza elav oretz. The earth ran to him. The earth ran to him. Yaakov Avinu ot ongenom, and Yaakov Avinu assumed. So Beis HaMikdash b'churbono. Beis HaMikdash is already, it's destroyed. It's symbolic of it being destroyed. It's not a mountain. Eretz Yisrael, the Mokom HaMikdash now came to me. Chazal tells, Kofta Eilov Haaretz. So Yaakov Avinu assumed that the Shar HaShemayim is still where it's supposed to be. This is just Kofta Eilov Haaretz, just the Mokom of the Beis HaMikdash Shomat that came to him. That's what he assumed. So he assumed what he was seeing was a mokim that didn't even have kedusha. Chazal said the reason why this kedusha is hamikdash today is because shechina lo izozim mimkoyma. The shechina stayed. He assumed kofzei levaoretz. It's not now even parallel to the Beis HaMikdash shel Mamo. Shoyim vayishkav b'mokim ahu. But all of a sudden, v'hinei sulamot v'aretzo, v'roishim agir shemaimo, malach elikim oylem v'yardim. He wakes up and he says, manoiro ha-mokoyim azeh. I didn't realize. Ein zeh ki imbei, seloi ki imbezeh shah shemaim. He saw everything moved. The Beis HaMikdash shel Mata, the Beis HaMikdash shel Mala, everything moved. This was a chiddush nifla. If I would have known that, shechina lezaza, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. What was the message? What was the message, Rabbi Isai? The message to Yaakov Avinu was that you, Yaakov Avinu, could take the Shechina with you and could mamish make a Beis HaMikdash Shochanti B'Seichem wherever you go. This was the biggest chizik Yaakov Avinu could have gotten. You, Yaakov, should know Kofza Eilov Oretz Shara Shemayim. If you're Mekadosh Em Shemayim V'Shochanti B'Seichem in the Golos, you could be a Beis HaMikdash. This was the best message for Yaakov Avinu. And that's the message that he got. Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim that Bechol Toikif. Chazal tell us in Bava Metzia, the Olam's learning Bava Metzia now. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu watched Lavan's cattle like a Chazonei Mosa. He was Moisa Nefesh. More than he had to in Ilchus Bava Metzia. So Yaakov Avinu symbolized the Beis HaMikdash wherever he went. That's how they were mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem HaKvosim Hifrid Yaakov. Because Yaakov Avinu brought the Shechina with him. Became so choshev. Vayivku boy malchelikim. Nikra Reya! Yaakov Avinu made a Beis HaMikdash wherever he went. Now he became the Mokoyim. Vayivku boy malchelikim. That's the culmination of the parasha. Kemen Zogin, that Yaakov Avinu was the one that symbolized that the tzaddik could make a roshim anywhere, even when he's in Golos. And that's why it's brought out by us. The tzaddik goes to Lavan Arami, he could still make Ashur Hashchin over there. That's what this week's parash is. This week's parash is where Yaakov Avinu shows us that you could be the Mokam. You could be in yeshiva, the yeshiva could be in you. That's the yesod. That's the takeaway from the parash. And that's the reason why the lesson of Yeshiva's Sadik Beir Oyser Roshim is in this week's parasha. Because this week's parasha emphasizes that we could become the Mokum of the Hashuas Hashchina. Based on our Anahogis, we should all talk a Bizoicher. As I always tell over the Oilam, I know we went overtime, but that's part of my job. If I don't go overtime, I didn't do my job. I always tell the Olam that my Shver, and I'll say it over again, my Shver said, told me this over, he said he knew a Yid, that the Yid was Mitzayer himself to see Rav Steinem and Zecher Tzadik Levroch. He was a Yid who lived in Switzerland, he was a Zoken Mufluk, and he sent a message to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to visit Rav Aaron Leib. Then already Rav Aaron Leib was already, you know, taking care of the whole Welt. And he sent a message to the Gaboyim, I want to come, I want to look at Rev Steinemann, and I'm going back to Switzerland. I don't want to talk to him, I don't want to bother him, I don't want to do anything, I want to look at him and come back. They figured, you know, they heard that before. That's like when somebody tells me, and I'm off of Eifer, they tell me, I need you for 2 minutes. That's 3 hours. Mamish in and out is a half hour. I'm just coming in and out, that's a half hour. Had somebody last night till 1:30. That was one of these. Kimat in and out. Kimat. May take an extra couple of minutes. A couple of minutes. Lamaisa, they didn't believe him. The Yid flew from Switzerland, the old Yid, the alte Yid, Rav Steinemann's age, flew to Eretz Yisrael. And he kept his word. He went in, he looked at him, Shalom Aleichem, left. Mystery. So now he became a whole celebrity. They asked him, what's going on? He says, I'll tell you what my sin. He says, he's from Switzerland. He says, when I was in Switzerland, Rav Aaron Leib was in Switzerland. He was a bocha. Learning in Schweiz. He says, and I one time, there was a question, a shaila, whatever it was, I had to go to the yeshiva, to Beis Medrash, to look for somebody to ask a shaila. I went in, and there was a young bocha Friday night in the wee hours of the night, sitting in Beis Medrash, like it was unheard of. It's like, what's he doing there? Who's this guy? What's he doing? He says, I went over to him. Shalom Aleichem. What's his name? It was Aaron Leib Steinemann. I said, what are you doing? Why are you here? He told him, I'm learning. And I guess he continued to question him. But now, now, Friday night, what? He said, I hope that if I keep on working, I should be zeichet to be a kli chemda that the Shechina should dwell upon me. Imagine hearing that from a 14-year-old boy. Today, your son is a therapist. He's probably sick. He said, I hope I should grow one day to be a kli chemda the Shechina should dwell upon me. Okay. He still looked at the guy. He's never heard that before. Strange. He says, I put it in the back of my head. Rav Steinemann was quiet. People didn't know, especially outside Eretz Yisrael. When I was a bach in Eretz Yisrael and in Tovshin Mems, I didn't know Rav Steinemann. I know Rav Steinemann. So then all of a sudden the ganze Welt found out who Rav Steinemann was. He says, I came to Eretz Yisrael to see what is the klei chemda that the Shechina is dwelling upon. I want to see it. And I talk so. I can tell you, when I used to go to Rav Steinemann, you felt that. You felt that. That's the Vayivka Bamokam. And that's the takeaway of this week's parish. That we all have the ability to become the conduit of the Ashuras HaShchina. By making our Kovod Shamayim, by taking all our learning, all our Avodah, and materializing it. B'chush. That's the takeaway of this parish. We should all be Zoyche. And that could be why when you travel, you say, part of its filling is that we should go, we should be that vessel of Ashuras HaShchina. Vayivgu boi malchei lekim. Nu, mizol alo zoiches ein zu dem. Ha guten Shabbat.